إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue reading the explanation of Usul al-Sunnah of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, the explanation of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali hafidahullah ta'ala. We're still towards the beginning of this book, where the Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, Usul al-Sunnah indana. Who remembers? Naam, Shahid.
Usul al-Sunnah indana.
At-tamassuku.
Usul al-Sunnah indana. At-tamassuku bima kana alaykum ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ahsant. والاقتداء بهم. نعم. والاقتداء بهم. That the fundamental principles with us, Imam Ahmad began his book by saying the fundamental principles with us, and these are very important principles in the deen of Allah that every Muslim should know, learn, understand correctly, and adhere to and act upon. He says the fundamental principles with us is clinging and holding firm to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, and to take them as example, to follow their example. وَالِاقْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ. Alhamdulillah, we read the explanation of this part. قَالَ وَتَرْكُ الْبِدَعِ. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله وترك البدع. Abandonment of innovations. Leaving off all innovations. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وكذلك من الأصول ترك البدع. اجتناب البدع. الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله, he says, likewise from the أصول, from the fundamental principles that we have to hold on firm to, is to leave off innovations, forsake innovations. قال لأن البدع فيها الهلاك. Because innovations lead to destruction, lead to ruin and destruction. وهذه الفرق التي وقعت في البدع توعدها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنها كلها في النار. He said, and those groups that we mentioned to you, the hadith yesterday, the 73, the Messenger of Allah, when he said that this ummah will split onto 73 sects, he says, as for those, all of them in the hellfire except for one. So those sects that they are threatened with the fire, they are because they fall into innovations in bid'ah. That's why. It has nothing to do with anything else, what country they're from or their colors or none. Because they fall into innovations. They go against these fundamental principles, tarkul bid'ah, leaving off innovations, but then they fall into innovations. قَالَ لِأَنَّهَا سَلَكَتْ سُبُلَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. See? Because these groups that they are in the hellfire, since they oppose this fundamental principle, that was the Sahaba they were upon, and they fall into innovations, since they are not upon the path that we all commanded to be upon, now they find themselves following the paths, plural, of shayateen, of the devils. They follow the paths of the devils. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-An'am, verse 153, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. The Shaykh Arabi Hafidhullah, he brought this ayah, 153 in Surah Al-An'am. And this is my path that is straight. All of you follow it. And do not follow the other paths, for surely they will take you further away from his path, from the path of Allah. ثم ذكر الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى حديثا. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, who said, خط رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا مستقيما وقال هذا صراط الله. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draw a straight line. He drew a straight line and said, this is the path of Allah. The path of Allah is straight. ثم خط عن يمينه وعن شماله خطوطا وقال هذه السبل على كل سبيل شيطان يدعو إليه. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew lines, other lines, to the right and the left of that one straight line. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are paths. Upon each and every one of them is shaitan calling to it. So what do you think the shaitan is going to call the people to? Allah is calling us to adhere to this path. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling us to adhere to this path, and the shayateen calling the people to their paths. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فمن ترك الصراط المستقيم في عقيدته وعبادته أو فقهه أو ما شاكل ذلك سلك طريقا من هذه الطرق التي على كل واحد منها شيطان يدعو إليه. Sheikh Rabia, and pay attention to this statement. حفظه الله, he said, whoever forsake and leave off the straight path that Allah commands us to be upon, whoever forsake and leave off the straight path, whether in their creed, whether in actions of worship, in the understanding of this deen or the like, certainly the person will find himself on one of these other paths that there is a shaitan calling to it. That's the reality. Whenever a person is not adhering to the path of Allah, find himself on other path, the path of the shayateen, وَلْيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. قَالَ فَالْحَذَرَ الْحَذَرَ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ وَالْضَلَالَاتِ. So be aware of innovations. They lead you to be misguided. No one wants to be misguided. Everybody wants to be guided. No one wants to be lost. People, they want to be successful in their lives. They want, if a person is traveling from A to Z, he wants to make it, he wants to take the shortcut, like they say. That take him straight. No turns, no U-turns, nothing. What about the path that leads to the Jannah, Ikhwan? There is no shortcuts. There is no different ways. There is only one way that Allah commands us to hold on firm to. That's why the Shaykh says, be aware of innovations. Take this matter seriously. It leads you to be astray. وَقَدْ حَذَّرَ مِنْهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ قَالَ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم warned against innovations. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he tells us in this hadith, the evil consequences of following innovations. He mentioned this hadith that is agreed upon by the Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, whoever introduced to our matter, meaning to the deen of Allah, that which is not from it, will have it rejected. Aynam. Person acts upon innovation in his salat, even though the person pray for years. Person make dua for years, cry. Maybe that person is sincere. Person fast. Many things. That if they are not upon the sunnah, upon innovation, they will all be rejected in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Can you imagine a person standing in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? They thought they've done enough. Or they've done a lot of deeds. Because they've been performing them in this dunya. They were not lazy. They were making a lot of dua, Quran, salah, this, that. Standing in front of Allah, got nothing. Why? Because of this hadith, the Prophet said it is rejected. Everything is rejected. Why is it rejected? It's not done the right way. It's not done the right way. What that person going to do? Do they have another, as we say, chance? Can they come back and say, alright, that's the problem. That was my problem. Innovations. How can I do it the right way? This way? Alright, I'll do it. No, can't. You gotta check that now here in this dunya. That's why knowledge precedes statements and actions. Imam al-Bukhari has a chapter that has entitled Babun al-ilmu qabla al-qawli wal-amal. Knowledge precedes statements and actions. And it's amazing. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, Sheikh al-Albani, our noble scholars, when they mention this, subhanAllah, they mention, look, you got to learn, this is the deen of Allah. And they mention some examples. That when a person buy any machine, give me an example, Abdullah. A car. Something small. A vacuum. A drill. Okay, go ahead. A phone. A mixer. Computer. Before they plug it, what they do? They want to read. Alicia?
A watch.
Hey, a watch too. That's good. Jazakallah khair. But watch what you're doing too. Jazakallah khair. You've been watched. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Abdul Rahman. That's a good example.
I did the other watch.
Okay. Jazakallah khair. The Ulama, they said, a person before he try anything or plug anything, they want to read the instructions. How does it work? Does someone just start something like that? They want to know how it works. Based on what? Ask somebody who don't know? Huh? They want to put something together. Alright? They bought this machine, it's expensive, and the instruction comes with it. Okay? Comes with it. And now before they put it together, what they do? They have the instruction. Do they go ask somebody who don't know? People, if they do that, that's wrong thing. No, they read the instruction. Sometimes people reread the instruction. Everybody who read the instruction understands it? Huh? No. Sometimes I read the instruction, I'm puzzled. What is this? So I have to ask somebody who know. Akhi. Oh, he's like, oh yeah, I know that. SubhanAllah. I got stuck in the same area too. And I asked this brother, he's an engineer. Brother is a technician. This brother here. And he explained to me, this is how it is. This is how it happened. What about, we do this in the dunya, because we care. We don't want to mess up that machine. Because if you mess it up, you're losing money. What about people losing their time? Just worshipping Allah for years. That's a waste of time. Waste of energy. And sometimes it involves weights of money too. People spending money on things that's not going to benefit them. We have to follow this principle, Ya Akhwan. We learn first. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, he used to say, استدل ثم اعتقد. لا تعتقد ثم تستدل فتضل. Powerful statement. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, learn the proofs. Didn't believe in the matter. Study the proofs, and that's, you believe that this is what is right. This is from the deen of Allah, because you learn it from the proofs. He said, don't believe in something and hold on to it. Now you try to follow the proof, try to find some proof to support it, you will be misguided. And that's what Ahlul Bidah, they do. They sit down, get together, they agree on something. Then one of them say, wait a minute, we have to throw at least one hadith in there, you know. Now we're going to put it to the people. Now people are going to say, what is the proof? It's bring any proof. See, they already agree how they're going to do it. Now they want to put a hadith. Doesn't work like that. You got to study the matter. If it's from the deen of Allah, hold on to it. And call the people to it. And it's not up to you who's going to follow you and who's not. Okay? وَحَذَّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ أَيْدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned against the people of innovation, not just the innovations. Innovations and the people of innovation as well. In Surah Ali Imran, the Shaykh Rabi' said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once he recited this ayah in Surah Ali Imran. The ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, this Quran. In it are verses that are entirely clear. The ulama, they says the verses of shirk, for instance, and tawheed, they clear. SubhanAllah, even though Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he says, they are so clear and many people fall into shirk. They're so clear. There are verses that are entirely clear. They are the foundation of the book. They are the verses of ahkam, commandments, Al-Fara'id, the obligatory duties, and Al-Hudud, as the ulama of tafsir, they mentioned. And there are other verses not entirely clear. There are other verses not entirely clear to everybody. So, as for those in whose hearts there is a deviation from the truth, that's a disease, by the way, a deviation from the truth, they follow that which is not entirely clear thereof. That's what they hold on to. Seeking what? Al-fitna. Seeking trials. And seeking for its hidden meanings. But none knows its hidden meanings save Allah. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they say, we believe in it. The whole of it, the clear and unclear verses, are from our Lord. قال لما تلا صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الآية. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recited this ayah, he said, فإذا رأيت الذين يتبعون ما تشابه منه فأولئك الذين سمى الله فاحذروهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whenever you see people following and holding to those unclear verses, these are the ones that Allah meant in this ayah. Be aware of them. Be aware of them. قال فلا تجد فالشيخ قال والله بين أن من في قلوبهم زيغ يتقصدون الفتن. And the Shaykh Rabi' حفظه تعالى, he says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us who are these people who seek the trials and fitan. They are those who there is deviation in their hearts. SubhanAllah. The condition of the hearts. Those who have deviation in their hearts. They're the one that they leave off the clear ayats and focus on those who are not clear and bring confusion. Bring confusion to the people. قال فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلا تجد مبتدعا إلا وهو يتتبع المتشابهات من كلام الله تعالى أو من كلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو من كلام علماء الإسلام ليضل الناس في ذلك بمثل هذه الشبهات التي يتتبعها. So whenever you see a mubtada, accept that innovator, he's following this unclear statements, whether in the Book of Allah or in the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from the statements of the ulama, to bring confusion to the people. The ulama, they said that this unclear proofs, the ayats and the ahadith, the ulama knows them. And a person should seek the knowledge. Okay? Not just get an ayah and brought it out there for debates. No, we don't debate when it comes to the deen of Allah. The Shaykh is going to mention that. Actually, from the fundamental principles of Ahlul Sunnah wa Al-Jama'ah, that we leave khusumat fi deen, quarreling and arguing in the deen of Allah. This deen is complete. Do you know something you don't know? It's simple. It's not left for anyone to figure out. It's not like a group of people will come and say an ayah, one read an ayah and say, what do you say? What do you say, akhi? What do you say? No, it doesn't work like that. Do you know, do you have any knowledge from the Salaf about this ayah? You do? Say, قال ابن عباس, قال ابن مسعود, قال مجاهد, قال سعيد بن جبير, قال ابن المسيب, قال ابن تيمية, قال أحمد, قال الشافعي. If you don't have none of that, be quiet. Use knowledge too. It is from knowledge to say I don't know. Okay, those who know, they say they don't know. For matter, they don't know. But the ignorant, they want to put themselves in the front. So that the people say, Alhamdulillah, you see, he knows, but he didn't know. But these people, what they do this? They do it so to bring confusion and to misguide the people. And who they misguide? They misguide the laymen. That's why ignorance is a fatal disease. It's very, very dangerous to stay ignorant in the deen of Allah. Those who are ignorant, they just follow anybody. It's like the cows, goats and sheep, and they follow the one who's about to slaughter them. The butcher, but they follow him, right or wrong? They just follow the butcher. If they know where they're going, they will follow him?
No.
But they know, but it's late when they put him in and shut the doors, and they see the first one of them being killed. Now they want, they be taken, they be walking back, you know, they want to leave, they can't. The awam, look now the fitan that is going on in Iraq, in Syria, in Egypt, in Libya, in Tunisia, they steal. You think the fitan in Libya ends by the killing of Gaddafi? It's get worse, and it's still getting worse right now. Because of this fitan, the laymen, somebody tell them, hey, go out, go on the street, revolt. They went in the street, well now they, subhanAllah, they can't even go to the streets now anymore. They're so afraid, no peace, no security, no amen. Because they followed the juhal. Because they were ignorant. But at that moment, if someone, those people, ikhwan Muslimin, when they start calling, get out, revolt, it's the moment, it's the time. If those people have knowledge, they like, says who? We said, who are you to say? Bring us what Allah said. Bring us what the Prophet ﷺ said. What the companions said. How they act in a moment like this. What Imam Ahmed said in his time. He went through fitna, he was put to jail. What Al-Hasan Al-Basri said. Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahimahullah, a group of people in time of Hajjaj. Even the Hajjaj himself, he said to them, I am a fitna for you. SubhanAllah. Says, I'm niqmah, I'm a punishment from Allah for you guys. Because they were asking him, why don't you act justly? He says, when you act justly, you, Allah will put a just ruler on you. This is the tyrant telling them. And when they came, a group of people came to Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri. And they said, "Ya Shaykh, look at this man. He's causing a lot of fitan and mischief on the land. And he's killing people. It's okay for us to go against him with the sword." Hasan Al-Basri says, "No. Don't. If it is a trial, be patient. Allah will reward you for your patience. Repent to Allah. Turn to Allah with repentance. And be patient until Allah get rid of him. But if he is a niqmah, a punishment of Allah because of your actions, you will never remove him because of your swords. You just can't." So look at this advice of this alim. If he is a fitna and a trial and a test, be patient. That's what we do. We be patient with the test of Allah. Especially if we don't have the power and the strength to remove that person. Okay? But if he is a punishment because of your actions and because of your disobedience and sins, then you will never, your swords will never remove them. They went out, didn't listen to him, and went against him, and were all killed. As he was mentioned in the book, the Usul al-Sunnah as well, those who have the English translation, it's in the first note that the brothers who translate, he put that statement of Al-Hasan al-Basri. Ignorance. Now you find people are being killed. Widows, orphans, kayas, everything is suffering. And the people, some people, they wish if none of that happened. Because of jahl, ignorance. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله هذا أمر واقع في القديم والحديث فلا ترى منحرفا عن منهج أهل السنة والجماعة إلا وهو يتبع هذه الشبهات ليقذف في قلوب الناس الفتن مع الأسف الشديد. So this is a reality indeed. In the early time and in our time, anyone who deviates from the manhaj and the methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, except that he follow this unclear statements to bring chaos and confusion in the hearts of the people, and therefore lead the people to trials. Unfortunately, the Shaykh says, قَالَ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمُ التَّمَسُّكَ بِكِتَابِهِ وَتَجَنُّبَ الْبِدْعُ وَالشُّبُهَاتُ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ. Then the Shaykh made dua, Hafidhahullah, he says, we ask Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to grant us all, and you, firmness upon His book. And may Allah protect us from innovations. Amen. And aid us and help us to stay away from innovations, from doubtful matters, and from following desires. This is very important here. Ash-shubuhat wa shahawat. Our noble scholars, when they deal with this, they say, these are two tools of shaitan that he used to mislead the people. Ash-shubuhat wa shahawat. Doubtful matters and lusts and desires. These are two tools, main tools of shaitan. And he don't care which one, but he used them properly. If shaitan sees that a person is upon the deen, serious about his deen, you know, salat, fasting, Monday, Thursday, coming to the masjid. Now what this person loves, the deen, and he's serious, and he performing the actions of worship, what does shaitan use? Who knows? Which one? Shubuhat or shahwat? Shubuhat. Shubuhat. He bring him doubtful matters. Cast him in his heart, so he doesn't accept the haqq. And he continue to act upon innovation. And dalal. He won't accept it. Yeah, he's doing a lot of salat. Fasting. Akhi, this is bid'ah. No, it's not your madhab. Follow on. May madhab. See? Shubha. Doubtful matter. And if he see the person, he's Muslim, he likes good, but he's not serious about practicing the deen, what does shaitan open for him? Lusts and desires to keep him away. لهذا يقول أهل العلم فالشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع والشهوات تصد عن العمل الصالح. People of knowledge from them, our noble Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq Ibn Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr Hafidahum Allah, he says, doubtful matters keep a person away from accepting beneficial knowledge. He hears the haqq, but because of a shubha in his heart, he turns down the haqq, he don't accept it. Why? Because he has already something in his heart. By sitting with the innovators, by sitting with the hizbis, they already put in his heart something. Now the haqq, he rejected. As one of the poets says, أتاني هواها قبل أن أعرف الهوى فصادف قلبا خاويا خاليا فتمكنا. One of the poets, and the ulama, they use this line of poetry, as related to this. If innovations, doubtful matters settle in a heart that was empty, that's why that heart rejects the haqq. You see? That's the haqq. They reject the haqq because they have already somebody, already put something in their mind. As for shahawat, lusts and desires, they turn the people away from what? Righteous actions. For instance, a person really wants to sit in a class of knowledge, they want. They know the importance of seeking knowledge. They know, they hear the imam and alhamdulillah and many classes, the importance of seeking knowledge, especially if that class is between Maghrib and Isha in the house of Allah. So many benefits, even if you know that book, you memorize, you can teach that book yourself. But just sitting in that circle of knowledge, look, the angels encircle that gathering. Mercy of Allah descend upon them. It doesn't descend in a Dunkin' Donut. Alright, does not. It just doesn't. But that person still gonna go to Dunkin' Donut. Not for a coffee, just because that's him. He has that lust, that weakness. He just gonna go sit there and check who's coming and who's gone and who didn't come. That's not your business. None of your business. This is your business, learning the deen. Naam, you find the person, naam, they know the importance of seeking knowledge. They know that, mashallah, they hear the ahadith, the advice that if you stay from Maghrib until Isha, you are considered as in Salat, Allahu Akbar. And you are in the house of Allah. The Sakina, tranquility descend upon you. Allah forgive you your sins and your learning. Still that person want to go to some whatever place and watch what? Real Madrid and Manchester United. They're going to go there and watch sports. While people are getting the rahmah from Allah, tranquility. Why this person? Is this person, if you ask him, Akhi, is really watching that game is better than learning? What his answer is going to be? No. Watching the game. And being in that restaurant or being in that coffee shop, where people are arguing, some are smoking, some I don't know what they're doing. Is it better than being in the house of Allah, around people who are humble? Is it? He's going to say, La ya akhi. And there's no comparison. Which one is better? The house of Allah, of course. So what are you doing? May Allah guide us. That's the answer you give. See? Guidance. Shahwa. Because they attach to that. They're into deep into that. That's why. Hey now. So shahawat, person really, he knows that this is good. He wants to be with those who are doing good, but because of a desire, keep them away from doing that which is good. ثم قال الشيخ الإمام أحمد وكل بدعة فهي ضلالة. Imam Ahmad says, every innovation is misguidance, ضلالة. Okay? If somebody is here raising his hand, you raise your hand, no? Okay.
No, I'm just being quiet.
Jazakallah khair. I don't have a mirror. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fi. Ahsant. Naam. Then the Shaykh Imam Ahmad, he says, وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ فَهِيَ دَلَالًا. When he says that from the fundamental principles, that as Muslims we have to hold on firm to, is to leave off innovations, and he explained to us why. Because every single innovation lead you astray. Make you misguided. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله الإمام أحمد أخذ هذا من حديث. He mentioned this in his book, but this is he took this from a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The hadith when the Prophet ﷺ he said, إياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدث بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. He says, be aware of the newly invented matters to this deen. Because people, they brought stuff. Okay? For indeed, the Prophet ﷺ said, every newly invented matter to the deen is an innovation. Everything that is added, that the people brings to the deen of Allah, it's an innovation. And every innovation lead you astray. In another narration, Imam Al-Albani authenticated, and it leads to the hellfire. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فكل بدعة صغرت أو كبرت فهي دلالة لا شك. He says, no doubt about this, every innovation, whether it may be small or big, it is dalala, misguidance. And once again, nobody wants to be misguided. Nobody wants to be lost. No one wants to go astray from the path. قال ومن قال غير هذا فقد خالف النص الواضح الجلي خالف هذه الكلية التي قالها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Says anyone who said something else, that innovations are not all of them misguidance, because some they say Ahlul Bidah, people of innovations, and Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, because they want to pass their innovations to the laymen, they say not all innovations are misguided, there is some good ones. There is a bid'ah hasana. They says, yes, there is good, bad innovations, but there is some good ones too. The Shaykh says, anyone who says other than this, meaning other than all innovations are bad and evil and astray and lead you astray, opposes this clear text of the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he says, kullu, every innovation. What does it mean, Muhammad, when you hear every innovation? Does it mean 90% of it or what?
Anything new.
Huh?
Anything new.
Everything.
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 100%. If a brother here today says, كلكم مدعوون عندي بعد العشاء. Huh? للعشاء. You know that? بعد العشاء للعشاء. كلكم مدعوون عندي للعشاء بعد العشاء. What does it mean? نعم. Speak up.
All you come with me after reception.
أحسنت. All of you, every one of you is invited to my house for dinner after Isha. Because Isha is the dinner. Isha is the salat. Okay, Isha is the meal, dinner. Isha is salat al-Isha, the Isha prayer. So now if that man said that, everyone here is coming to my house after Isha, invited. You Abdul Majid, does it make sense to you if I, me personally say, what about me, Akhi? Does it make sense?
No.
Why not?
Because you're already invited.
I'm already invited. The brother invites all of us. So why I have to say, what about me and this brother? Can we come? That man is going to look at me and say, Akhi, I said, you don't understand English? Maybe you don't understand English, you know? I just said, everybody, you're special or something? You're not everybody? You're not included in everybody? Exactly. The Prophet ﷺ said, every innovation is misguidance. Now you find somebody come and say, yeah, we know the hadith, but there is this one, Maulid Nabi is a good innovation. So who you listen to now? You listen to that Shaykh who don't understand? Or that Shaykh who is going against the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, who will listen to the Prophet ﷺ himself? The answer is clear, right?
Right.
Hey, which one?
Listen to the Prophet.
Hey, we follow the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ used to say in his khutab, most of them he used to say, أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة دلالة كما في صحيح مسلم from the Hadith of Jabir. The Prophet ﷺ, in almost every single or most of his sermons, he used to remind the people about this reality, about these principles. He used to say, indeed, the best of speech is the speech of Allah. The best speech is the speech of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of all affairs are those newly invented innovations to the deen. And for indeed, every innovation lead you astray. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, the mubtadi'ah, when they open, if you notice, he says, when they open their sermons, their khutbas, they do not do khutbat al-hajj. Right or wrong? Sufis, whatever. They don't say, وَمَّا بَعْدُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ. They don't say that. They don't say in their sermons, as to follow, indeed, the best of speech is the speech of Allah. The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are aware of newly invented matters. For every innovation is evil. They don't. You know why? Who knows?
Because they are
That's a proof against them. How?
Yeah.
Now there are people. They're going to tell them, wait a minute. 2 days ago you said there is a good innovation. Now you're saying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says every innovation is bad. And we know, it doesn't take no brainer that, look man, you're not the Prophet. You're only the Imam of the Masjid. And we are commanded as Muslims, as servants of Allah, to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, we respect you as an Imam, and we follow what you say as long as you follow what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Sheikh Al-Albani says that's why they don't say that. Why? Because if they say it, then their people, they will say, wait a minute. Now you're saying that the Prophet, not just some other alim, the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is saying every innovation lead astray. But you just told us there is a good innovation. So you're contradicting yourself, man. And by the way, we have to follow the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not you. What they do, the innovators? They don't say it. What they say? Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, brothers and sisters, what are we going to do today? That's it. Is it? No, inna khayr al-hadi, because that's the proof against them. And it got to be one, at least couple people, who Allah give them sound mind, they're going to come to that imam or whatever. Akhi, you just said this, but you tell us there is a good innovation. So how we understand this? So they lead the people ignorant, wal-iyadu billah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يحذر من البدع لخطورتها وشدتها وخطرها على الأمة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to mention this all time. And he, when he used to mention this, he used to raise his voice. And his face used to be red. As though he's warning the people against an enemy. He's about to attack them. Can you imagine if somebody is warning that the enemy is right around the corner and somebody was going to say with a smile, hey guys, you know what? The enemy is right here, huh? Okay, they're coming. I'm telling you. No, if he really cared about his people, what did he do? Start screaming, get out! Get out of here! They're right here! Yeah, with the Prophet ﷺ used to warn against innovations. And he mentioned this example as though a person warning his own people against the enemy that is around the corner, that is close to seize them and attack them. Why? Because of the danger of innovations. They are dangerous, innovations. They are evil. Upon individuals and upon the ummah. What split the Muslims but innovations? Muslims. Alhamdulillah, they still believe in Allah and the Messenger of Allah. You don't find Muslims says, look, you got your Allah, they have another ilah. They're not Muslims anymore. No, they're Muslims, they believe in Allah. One God, alhamdulillah. They believe in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't believe in another messenger, Elijah, Muhammad, or none of that stuff. That foolishness, okay? Alright? I don't know if you have something to do with eating pies or not, but Allahu a'lam. Alright? Allahu a'lam about that. But they are not upon the haq. Those nation of kufr, they cannot be upon Islam by them believing that nation of that the son of GBB, whatever her name was, is a messenger of Allah. No. So it's very important for us to understand this. So what split this ummah, Ikhwan? Because that's a sad reality. Nobody can tell you all Muslims on the same path, alhamdulillah. No, it's not. We would love to see the Muslims, all of them, together upon what? Not upon colors. Not upon nationalism, tribalism. Not upon the haq. Upon the truth. Upon the path of Allah. Upon these principles and these fundamental principles. But the reality that the Muslims are not. Why? What caused them? Bid'ah. Innovations. So the innovation doesn't bring people together. Innovation split the ranks of the Muslims. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, Shaykh Rabi', he says the Prophet ﷺ warned against innovations because they are dangerous. Very dangerous for individuals and for societies, for communities and for this ummah. وَهِيَ دَلَالَةً This bid'ah, innovation lead astray, lead to division and splitting the ranks, bring weakness amongst the Muslims. They become weak. And with that, you find the people still, some people say, هناك بدعه حسنة. Sheikh said, with this clear text, still you find somebody who say, no, there is a good innovation. هذا مخالف ومصادم لهذه الكلية الصادرة عما لا ينطق عن الهوى مع الأسف الشديد. The one who says there is a good innovation in the deen, Subhanallah. That person is clearly opposing the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The statement of the one who does not speak out of his desires, the Prophet ﷺ. So if the people, they have the basics in the Islam, they know the basics, and they know that the Prophet ﷺ says every single innovation in the deen is misguidance, lead you astray, so they will stick to that. And whenever someone tries to tell them, look, well, yeah, I know the hadith, but listen, just take it from me. I'm your imam, okay? I'm older than you. I know the Quran. Alright? I've been to this country, okay? Alright? I'm this or that, but there is a good innovation. He was like, look, man, this is the deen of Allah, alright, brother? If I'm asking you how to get to this area, and you're a truck driver or whatever, and you may tell me, look, I'm older than you, I've been there or whatever, but you're not going to tell me something. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is bad, and you're going to tell me, no, it is good? No. Can't see? Some people don't even have the elementary basics. They even make it through the first grade, man. You know what I'm talking about? Even though these are stuff taught in a kindergarten, man. You know? قال ومنهم من يقسم البدع إلى واجبات ومستحبات ومكروهات ومحرمات. It says, subhanAllah, it's worse. Some people, they even go far and say, they categorize the bid'ah into different categories. They say some innovations are obligatory. Obligatory. It's obligatory to act upon that innovation. And some innovations are highly recommended. And some innovations in the deen are disliked, while others are haram, forbidden. Do you understand this Chinese here? You know? Of course, with respect to the people who speak Chinese. It's just for us, we use this term, because we don't know Chinese. Why they use Chinese? Because we don't know when we hear it, and we can't even read it. Very wrong. At least English, if you know French or Spanish, you can read English. Right or wrong. If you see text in English, you read it. But you don't understand, but at least you read it. But Chinese, you don't even know what it is. So this is not something against the people who speak Chinese or the people of China. La. It's just we people, they use it. I'm not the first one to use it. And may Allah forgive us if we are wrong by doing this. Alright? And if it's wrong, then may Allah forgive us. But still, ya akhi, some people they say, the Shaykh says, Allah, some people they say, look, there is innovation that are obligatory. And there is other innovations are highly recommended. And some of them are disliked while others are haram. Didn't we say to this people, who says this? Says who? Who told you this? Is it, do you have an ayah or a hadith? The Shaykh is going to explain, look, subhanAllah. Tell them, he said, hada ghalat, this is no doubt, this is wrong. This is a mistake. This is a big mistake, and this is wrong. To think and believe that there is innovation that are obligatory, and those who are highly recommended, and those who are disliked, and the like. Says, فَإِنَّ الْوُجُوبُ لَا يَثْبُتُ إِلَّا بِدَلِيلٍ. Nothing can be obligatory unless if there is a proof from the deen of Allah. Nothing is become an obligation upon the people unless if there is a proof for it that make it an obligation in the book of Allah or in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فإذا ثبت ما يسميه بدعة بالدليل الموجب فهذه ليست بدعة. So the Shaykh said, if a person says, yes, there is a bid'ah that is obligatory upon you. And then we say, where is it? Name one. He said, this and this. What is the dalil? Here. From where? Quran. Sahih Bukhari. We say, well, wait a minute. Since there is a dalil for it, this is not a bid'ah anymore. This is a sunnah. You see how it is? If a person says there is an obligation, bid'ah, why? We tell him, okay. For it to be an obligation, he has to have a dalil. So I got it. Just wait a minute. I got it. Here is the three ayahs and five hadiths, all of them in Bukhari and Muslim. Then what you said to this person? Ya mughaffal. This is not even a bid'ah. Since he has a dalil from Quran and from Sunnah, and you didn't even bring one, you bring seven. or 18, this is not a bid'ah anymore. It's not a bid'ah. This is something that is legislated in the deen of Allah. Sheikh says, likewise, if somebody says, look, there is a highly recommended innovation. He says, ya akhi, how? There is a dalil for that? Na'am. And he bring you a hadith or two or more. Then what you said to this person, Abdul Qayyum? It's not a bid'ah anymore, man. Who told you it's a bid'ah? If there is a proof for it in the deen, then it is legislated for us. It is not a bid'ah. It is not innovation. Because the innovation, the ulama, they mention, is that which they have no dalil for it. From the deen of Allah. That's why it is a bid'ah, because it is not from the deen of Allah. But if a person bring proof to support something, and he like, it's an innovation, it's a good innovation, it is not an innovation. Because now he says, هَذِهِ لَيْسَتْ بِبِدْعَةٍ فَهِيَ سُنَّةٍ فَهِيَ سُنَّةٍ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ قَالْ فَالتَّقْسِيمُ هَذَا غَلَطٍ. So, these categories, they says, now there is an innovation that is haram, there is innovation that is obligatory, and there is, like the one who, students of knowledge, they were studying. I think Sheikh Falah Ismail told us this. Maybe those brothers who heard the talks of Sheikh Falah Ismail, I don't want to say something, maybe. Or maybe heard it in one of his talks that say that some students of knowledge, they were studying with this Sheikh, and they find out that he was smoking cigarettes. And they said to him, ya Sheikh, smoking is haram. He said to them, who told you it's haram? Just haram like that? They said, yes. And he said to them, no. It could be haram, and it could be mustahab, recommended, and it could be disliked, and it could be halal, and it could be wajib. It could be obligatory upon you to smoke. They're like, okay, you the Shaykh, explain to this, break this down to us. When it becomes obligatory for a person to smoke, he says, if a person is smoking, and by him giving up smoking, he's going to start breaking stuff in the house, and being very mad, beating up people around him, we say to him, it's obligatory upon you to smoke. You see the fiqh? Huh? Instead to say to that person, look man, whatever you do, that's on you, man, that's your actions. Go to rehab, man, you know? Clear your house from anything that is breakable, alright? Tie your hands. They said, now we told him that it become obligatory for that person to smoke, because if he doesn't smoke, he's going to lose his temper, start breaking up stuff. Yeah, subhanAllah. Huh?
How about crack? If you like, don't roll.
Okay, listen. One window is enough. Alright? Now, when it become haram to smoke, says when this person doesn't have money, we go and steal to smoke. Now we said to him, it's haram to smoke, akhi. Yes. When is mustahab? Allahu a'lam. Stop right there. Ya akhwan, look, when it comes to innovation, focus with what the Prophet ﷺ said. Don't look at the man, now he memorized Quran, mashallah, he's the Shaykh, he's 85 years old. Look at the henna of his beard. Look at his turban, different than the other people's turbans. That's the haq, that's it. That's the haq. He's famous. My father, he named my father. So what this has to do with the haq? Especially when you have a text. When the Prophet ﷺ said, every innovation lead you astray, still you're going to find someone who told you. That's how they get the layman's. Like the innovation, the famous one of Mawlid al-Nabawi. It's coming close, right? Rabi al-Awwal. It's around the corner, that bid'ah. And it's supported by so many people. Actually, it's a holiday in some Muslim countries. Paid holiday. And they celebrate it, and they take off from schools and everything. And they make big feasts for it, and many, many festivals. It's a bid'ah. It's a big bid'ah. And you try to talk to them, they said, you guys don't like the Prophet ﷺ. And we love the Prophet, and that's why we celebrate his birthday. You tell them you love him more than Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Talha and Zubair and Aisha and Hafsa and all of them? Sahaba? Do you love him? If they say yes, they say, nah, you just open another problem. But if they say no, we love, they love him, they got to love him more than that. Say, okay. Did they celebrate his birthday? No. Okay, they don't love him? So if they say that, that's a big problem. Ignorance. But how do you talk to the people? Tell them, look, we have a text. If we have a text, we should adhere to it because we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to adhere to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what are you going to do now? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling you that every innovation is misguided. And now this man tell you, no, this one, yes, innovations are bad, but this one is good. So who you follow? The answer is no. Inshallah ta'ala, we stop here. The next chapters, mashallah, are very important. He says, Imam Ahmad, وَمِنْ أُصُولِ السُّنَّةِ تَرْكُ الْخُصُومَاتِ وَالْجُلُوسِ مَعَ أَصْحَابِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. Also from the fundamental principles that we should be upon is the abandonment of controversies, the abandonment of sitting with the people of ahwa and desires, and the like. That's what we're going to learn. Inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.